And welcome to Four Women, Four Health, a podcast where holistic health practitioners come together to empower you with expert insights and practical tips on a wide range of topics, including gut health, nutrition, mental well-being, and making informed decisions. Join us every Monday for a dose of inspiration, education, and empowerment as we explore the transformative impact of holistic health on our lives. Thank you for tuning in.
Hi everyone, this is Dr. Brooke Morfitt. I am a perinatal and pediatric chiropractor, as well as a clinical nutritionist. And I'm here to talk to you today about one of my favorite topics, and that is chiropractic care and why chiropractic care is more than just back and neck cracking. So chiropractors really are neuromusculoskeletal providers. So we are trained in neuro, anatomy, physiology, all of those. So I think it's important to understand a little bit about the nervous system, and then I'll go into how that relates to chiropractic care and kind of what we're doing to assess both the musculoskeletal portion and the nervous system portion when you are visiting a chiropractor. So your nervous system breaks down into your central nervous system and your peripheral nervous system. The central nervous system is your brain and spinal cord. And then the peripheral nervous system breaks down into your somatic and autonomic nervous systems. Then, to go even further into that, the autonomic or ANS nervous system breaks down into your parasympathetic or sympathetic nervous system. And I think that your nervous system is having a lot of attention nowadays. People are realizing that if you're in that sympathetic dominance, so that fight or flight, I think that's a more common term for people nowadays, but that is your fight or flight, your fear response, and that is a response that we truly were meant to be in for a short period of time. But nowadays, with kind of our hectic lifestyles, whether it's work, home, stress, physical stressors, emotional stressors, chemical stressors, all of that kind of built into one, a lot more people are finding themselves in that sympathetic nervous system dominance. And like I said, you are intended to be in that for a short period of time and then go into back into our parasympathetic and kind of like a teeter-totter, be able to trigger one on, then shorten it off, but be in that parasympathetic a little bit more often, I would say, is how our body was originally intended to do to function. And the parasympathetic is that rest and digest. So sleeping, digesting your food, that's a little bit more related to that brain gut access. And then going back to the sympathetic, that really is when we're in an overdrive, it's really not a healthy state. And then it kind of leads to acute illnesses originally, and then can lead to dis-ease or chronic illness. It really ties back into the episode that we talked about with Meg, who is our gut health specialist, about the brain-gut axis. So that parasympathetic, if you're in that, you are triggering your adrenals to be on full force 24/7 or however long you're kind of tapped into that nervous system. And that really means, one, your body is in a chronic state of stress for a long period of time, but it's also burning through its nutrients, its vitamins, its minerals at a rapid pace and can't really keep up with the demands of that for a long period of time. So I think I wanted to just educate people. And I think a lot of people are kind of understanding that breath work is very important. Some quiet time, meditation is very important to really learn how to tap back into that parasympathetic dominance, but I'll jump into how chiropractic care can be helpful with that. So like I said, chiropractors assess the nervous system as well as the musculoskeletal system. And really, there's different areas of the spine that we will work on if we do feel like you're in that sympathetic dominance more than that parasympathetic, or if somebody just comes in with a simple complaint of they're chronically fatigued, chronically sore, achy, really complaining of pain symptoms. Yes, those symptoms are important for us to understand, but we're kind of diving into the whole picture. Chiropractors treat the whole body for the most part and really look at that holistic kind of side of things. So if somebody were to come in with sympathetic dominance, I'm usually focusing on their upper cervical, so the upper neck vertebrae, and then their lower part of their spine, and that's called your sacrum. Kind of, it sits right center point of the pelvis. It sits above the tailbone a little bit. So sometimes people will come in and, you know, complain of pain elsewhere, and we really kind of break that cycle down to, they're just chronically stressed, not moving their body appropriately. So I really sometimes will focus on areas that aren't the direct site of pain, because it seems as though the body is sending that pain signal because it's just been in overdrive for a long period of time. And that is one of the ways that our body can get us to listen to ourselves. So I really like to, you know, work through those areas and get somebody back into that parasympathetic nervous system, that rest and digest state. So that's oftentimes why, if you've ever been adjusted before, you will sometimes people say, wow, I'm actually sleeping so much better, or that's weird, I feel like my bowel movements have improved, or things like that. That is how chiropractic kind of goes back to that nervous system effects. And I think to that, it's also important to understand that chiropractors are really wellness doctors. We're here to help you with your musculoskeletal injuries, but we really are here to help your body respond to any stressor at its optimal state. So that's really why, like, if you are bogged down or you're getting illnesses often or things like that, that just means that your body has been paying attention to those much more, and it's not really able to pay attention to the full picture for long periods of time. So that's why chiropractors can come in and just help overall nervous system balance. And I like to use the analogy of, we really love to be preventative care, not that allopathic model of treating a symptom when you come in. And that's because, yes, we are musculoskeletal trained. We can, if you have an acute back injury, shoulder injury, people don't always know that chiropractors can treat extremities. TMJ is one that I treat often. Pelvic imbalances, we definitely are trained in the proper body movements, so we are able to help with that. But I say it's more of a preventative measure. I like to use the analogy, you brush your teeth on a daily basis, you go to the dentist every 6 months for a cleaning and a checkup, and it really should be something, if you're not moving your body like our bodies were intended to. So for example, if you have a desk job or your lifestyle is more sedentary, it's not a bad idea to get checked out by a chiropractor, because you're not moving your joints the way that they're supposed to be lubricated and they're supposed to be moving for long periods of time. So it's not a bad idea to have that preventative mindset of chiropractic care. We are always here for those acute injuries as well. So that's just a little bit about chiropractic care in a nutshell, and how, as much as we are musculoskeletal doctors, we are always looking at the nervous system as well. So the neuromusculoskeletal side of your body. And we really should be treated as more wellness providers. We are here for your wellness journey, your healing journey. We are always going to be here for acute complaints, but it really is a whole nother avenue that really could be on your side as, you know, a therapy, a modality to really get you towards your healing journey. All right, guys, thanks for tuning in, and can't wait to see you at the next one.
Thank you for tuning in to 4 Women, 4 Health. We hope you found today's episode insightful and inspiring. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an update. Please remember that our discussions are for informational purposes only and are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any illness. Always consult with a healthcare professional before making any changes to your health routine. Stay well and see you next time.